One of the main purposes of the dream yoga and the illusory bodily practices is to work with the inner light, the clear light of awareness of spirit, the ever untrammeled and luminous innate spiritual nature that is our own birthright, each of us, that is our own true nature, that is our own heart and soul. As everything has, in a sense, two sides, light and shadow come together, form and emptiness, or form and essence, are inseparable, day and night, life and death, male and female, all these polarities are what makes up the divine dance. Without polarity, no dance, just divine. Without shadows, there's no show, there's just light. Therefore, in this practice of Tibetan dream yoga and the clear light of reality, we're going to need to work two sides. One, realizing the insubstantiality, the flexibility and freedom, the infinite openness of the inner light, of the clear light, through the practices of the illusory body in the daytime. And second, through the specific sleep yoga practices, the dream yoga practices of the nighttime, how we can discover, recover, in a sense develop, although it's already there, develop our dream body. Sort of separate out our dream body from our waking body. How we can find ourselves in dreams, how we can be aware of who we are in dreams when we're not our material, corporeal body. This is called the dream body. What's the dream body made of? Of light, of consciousness, of mind. Now let's look further into this idea of developing or realizing, recovering our dream body so we can be more the masters of sleep, rather than just the victims of mere appearances and hallucinatory circumstances in dreams. This will help us recover our own self-mastery of our own body and our different dimensions of being or sheaths of being, the different bodies that comprise our existence here in this world. This will also help us realize who and what we truly are, that we're not just our body, physical body. We're also, get this, you are not just your mind. You are not just what you think. There is much more happening here in this wonderful divine dream. For you are the dream and the dreamer. You are the producer and the actors on stage. You are the God and the creation in this dream theater, this divine lila or dance, this cosmic pageant. The dream body is a subtle form of consciousness. When we dream at night, when we lie down to practice dream yoga and sleep yoga and rest at night, we lay down our physical body. But in a sense, this is the time to raise up our dream body, to incubate dreams, to induce lucid dreaming, aware dreaming. Not just the reactive karmic dreams from our physical body and its actions during the day, but get into the second kind of dreams, the clear dreams, the witnessing dreams, and develop and incubate the third kind of dreams, the luminous dreams, the clear light dreams, in which spiritual enlightenment and realization is so close at hand. We may fear far from it now, but as we develop the dream body through these practices, we'll realize that we are never far from it. It is never far from us. We may just feel far from it because we're obscured. The heaviness of the day, of our schedule, of our mentation and thoughts and mental life, of our physical experience, of our habits, obscures the inner light that's always there. Like the light body, we call it in the Dzogchen tradition. During the day, seeing our illusory body and illusory world is the outer sheath of our inner light body, our true nature, in which everything is possible and nothing, no stains or limits obtain. And at night, realizing our dream body, giving birth to or discovering and recovering our dream body, which is the reflection again of that inner light. But we might wonder, and I wondered in the beginning? Is this dream body just a weird esoteric thing? Is this just something made up or some new creed or matter of faith that I have to believe in that the Tibetan masters are telling me? And I asked my Tibetan gurus these questions again and again. I also looked into it through my own prayers and practice. And when I did this practice, I found out, no, this is just something that we all experience. Again, it's not just a physical body, but it is right there. It's like a mental body. It's the body of consciousness. It's the inner light body reflected outwardly in our dreams as a subtle body. We're calling the dream body, the dream dimension, the dream sheath. If we wonder who is it that's living in the dreams, of course it's ourselves. It's a projection of our own consciousness and mind. But if we experience flying in dreams, it's not our physical body that's lying in bed that's flying, but it's our dream body, made of nothing but light and consciousness. It's a more subtle form of consciousness, but it's still ourselves and it's still connected to us. It has some of our attitudes and so on, some of our own karma attached to it. So that's the time where we can sort of more transform our forms and play with it and work with it and be masters of the phenomena. The reality in dreams is much more flowing. It's like plastic before it's hardened and set into shape. We can shape it however we want. And this is the practice of dream yoga and sleep yoga, consciously shape-shifting and time-shifting and making the spiritual journey as we would want it to be in our dream life.